Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
In federal court in Boston this morning, defense attorneys for James Whitey Bulger will return to the job of trying to discredit a key prosecution witness and admitted killer. In 2 days on the stand so far, John Matarano has admitted to committing 20 murders, 11 of them, he said, with Bulger alongside him or in on the plot. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, Matarano has come under withering attack during cross-examination.
In the short history of the Joseph Moakley Federal Courthouse, Judas Iscariot has been an infrequent presence. He was even harder to find than the longtime fugitive and now defendant James Whitey Bulger. But if Bulger's return was unexpected, the invocation of Judas was stunning. It came in the noon hour as John Matarano, whose stories of murder served cold, had sucked the oxygen out of the room, fought back as the defense sought to destroy his credibility and character. As the heavyweight in the elegant suit and red pocket silk reeled from the blows, he grabbed for his family values. "I was always told to take care of my family and friends," he said. "The priests and nuns I grew up with told me that." "Priests and nuns?" questioned Hank Brennan, who was Bulger's attorney. As Brennan advanced, Matarano walked backwards toward the cliff. "Priests and nuns taught me Judas is the worst person in the world." Here was a path Matarano hadn't taken in Miami, when his testimony there helped convict former FBI agent John Connolly in 2008. Back then, the bear of a man had swatted away the questions of lawyers like they were bees. Now he was defending his principles, namely the killing of people he thought might pose a danger to family or friends, in other words, his fellow criminals. And he compared almost all his 20 victims to Judas. They were rats. "Judas caused me to kill them." The jurors, who had seen enough photos of corpses and heard enough stories of murder in a day to last a lifetime, leaned forward to watch Matarano in free fall. "This is sophomoric," protested federal prosecutor Fred Wyshack at one point, but he couldn't get to Matarano with the breathing salts. The government had once again rolled him out like a tank, and Matarano had crushingly implicated Bulger in 6 murders between 1975 and 1982. But now the defense attorney, Hank Brennan, was showing Matarano as a person who lacks a sense of moral responsibility or social conscience. In other words, a sociopath. "I always tried to be a nice guy," insisted the killer of 20 people, who preferred guns because, as he had once said, "It's the easiest way, I think." "I didn't enjoy killing anybody," he insisted. "I enjoyed helping a friend if I could." And that's why he said, "I would prefer to be considered a vigilante rather than a mass murderer. A vigilante is a person who would hurt somebody that did wrong." As the clock struck 1, Matarano waddled off the stand, escorted down the corridor by his handlers, a boxer on wobbly legs. But in his own opinion, he was a man of high values, dedicated to family and friends. He was the avenger of wrongs and the scourge of Judas. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
For all the inside stories on the murder victims at the heart of the Bulger case, check out our special website called Bulger on Trial via WBUR.org. You can also go there for frequent updates on the latest developments in the trial.